Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I wish it was Wednesday. I'm having a case of the Mondays. Just kidding. Oh, folks, that's how it must seem in Chicago, because if you haven't heard, 17 shot and 13 fatally killed in Lightfoot, Chicago, and that's an every weekend thing. Ain't nothing going to change. They gotta want it to change. But that ain't going to change. Once admired, Biden rebuked by BBC for dangerous Russian regime change gaffe. He's not liked all when all these people go around the world and be like, you have to apologize for President Trump. It's other countries that don't like Biden. You don't have to do that apologizing for Trump, but for Biden. You need to. Sorry for that, but Fox News channels and Waters, there are some people that think that if they go after Hunter Biden, it's going to be a presidential pardon. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. I'll get into that, because that's just, you know, that's kind of a interesting point, you know, because he could, I mean, that would look bad on the president, who no one likes anyways, but, and I don't see a 2024 Biden anything. I see a bunch of people starting to wake up to being like, we're done with this. I mean, where I live, there's a ton of, I mean, the people group starting up, and you got to be careful with those, because you don't want to be in something where they're at January 6th, where you go there, and then there's some people like, okay, we're going to do this and do this and do this, and they have an agenda to try to make you do something you normally wouldn't do. So, not Georgia values. Extreme left Democratic Senator Ralph Warnock fundraised with radical activists who compared Republicans to terrorists. Why is he going to New York to get money to be elected in Georgia? Don't you want to get money and know that the people in your own state want you? No, as a president, I can see going to, because you're going to represent multiple states, but you're a senator in Georgia and you're going to New York? I don't know, that's not illegal, whatever, I mean, sure. I wish I could get away with half the stuff these politicians do. Not really, because I'd still have to answer to God in the end. I mean, there's a lot of people that think there will be a wall-to-wall investigation in the corrupt Biden administration and the swamp and stuff, but, I mean, will it go anywhere? Will it do anything? I don't know. Rich Hollywood elites that, even, you know, even if you didn't win, like, I guess they had an award show last night, which I could care less about, but they had goodie bags with $100,000 plus in gifts, and they lecture us on, you know, I remember I watched this show, it was like Inside Edition, and like California's having water issues, and they showed houses that have like 10 times the water you're allotted. It was crazy. It was nuts. Pardon me? But I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into all kinds of stuff, Manchester United. So thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Think about that as you're going through whatever you're going through. And I just want to remind something today, folks. I want to remind you something. You take a billionaire's grave and a poor man's grave. What's the difference? Nothing. Nothing. Except for money, money, money. There's nothing difference between a billionaire's grave and a poor man's grave. So stay humble, my friends. Stay humble. You don't know how long you have. Love your wife. Give her a hug. Love your husband. If something goes wrong, laugh. Just laugh. And when it comes to Obama, be afraid. When it comes to Biden, be afraid. Lord, help us. I mean, remember when all those people were like, yeah, every time I go overseas, man, I have to apologize for Trump. For what? What, for having peace around the world? Remember that? Remember when all those people were like, they got Trump has the nuclear codes. Oh, my God. He's just going to blow people up for no reason. He's just gonna shoot off nuclear. He's just going to shoot off nukes for no reason. He's not going to have a reason. He's just going to do it. I don't understand. Trump's going to kill us all. He's just going to pretend he's at the shooting range with the nukes. And yeah. No, that's not Trump at all. We're at World War III with Biden, and no one's complaining. No one's like, well, he's got these anti-war liberals. We need to stand with the people of Ukraine. I've got billions invested in Ukraine, and, you know, I'm going to lose my butt if they go down. All that uranium and stuff, all that stuff that Hillary Clinton sold to Ukraine. Yeah, when you have Democrats standing with Ukraine, yeah, that's people that I can't stand. Kind of like Revenge of the Nerds. When the Alpha Betas start getting buddy-buddy with the Tri-Lams, you know something ain't right. They're Alpha Betas. They're the jocks. They hate us. When all these Democrats all of a sudden like buddy-buddy with Ukraine, or we stand with the people, yeah, okay. Those should be going up here like, why, okay. But, hey. I don't like something that I want to talk about. When it's a how would I say this? It's a thing of do as I say, not as I do, you know. Don't smoke cigarettes, but I'm smoking 25 packs a day. Don't do this, but I'm going to do it, you know. When you have the rich Hollywood elites lecturing the working class peasants, you know, and they try to tell us how to think and how to vote and how to do this and how to do that. And I'm like, just go back to your bedroom with your little boys, your little pedophiles. Just go back. You know, it's like, no, ain't going to lecture me. Like when Barack Obama and all those people, and you have like Oprah Winfrey, you know, black people, you know, you just need to stay in your lane because you're never going to be able to accomplish anything. I'm Oprah Winfrey, and I'm the most wealthiest, richest, female in the world, and I'm black, but, you know, just because I'm all that doesn't mean just accept your section. Yeah, when you get Section 8 housing, just go hurrah, just go celebrate, you know, splurge and get yourself a, you know, take a loan out, go to a payday loan place and get yourself a 40 of OD and just celebrate, you know, I mean, because you got Section 8 housing, you know, I mean, I'm Oprah Winfrey and I know, I mean, you can't accomplish anything as a black person. Don't get your hopes up. Wait, what? And when those elite billionaire black people were saying that blacks can't accomplish anything and just sit down, instead of lifting, Oprah Winfrey said, should have been coming out, hey, look at what I've done. I've accomplished. I want to help people make what I make and do what I do. I don't use Oprah Winfrey as a role model. I'm not saying don't be successful, but, you know, be better than that. Be better than that, son. When you have Hollywood elitists getting goodie bags, like if they had some award show last night, and even if you didn't win, you got a goodie bag with $100,000 worth of gifts. I kind of joke about stuff like that, like at the Daytona, at the Rolex, at the end of the race, you win a Rolex. I'm like, yeah, the people, yeah, the ones that can afford like 75 of them, here's another one. And of course, I got a lecture one time. That sounds like something a Democrat would say. I'm like, well, no. You know, it's kind of like when they had, like they always joked about, like, the lap leader awards. And these, I was around a bunch of redneck conservatives, you know, at the NASCAR races. Jimmy Johnson was last week's lap leader award. From the lap leader award, brought to you by Organics Great Value Products from Walmart. He gets a $10,000 check. Well, I think, and we joked, but we were like, why don't they get that award? And whoever gets that, you know, it goes to their charity. You know, I mean, you have like people that have like more money than God knows what to do with it. It's like I always joke, like Jeff Gordon joked one time, he goes, because every time you win at Martinsville, you get a grandfather clock. And these ones, he finally started giving them away. You know, and I could see if it was a, because I'm understanding it's just a Rolex, it's a chronograph. It's just a Rolex Daytona. It's not like they make the Rolex Daytona for the actual race. I don't, as far as I know, it's just a Daytona Rolex. Not that that's putting that watch down. Anyone would love to have a Rolex. But as far as I'm understanding, it's not like, it doesn't have like, you know, the 24-hour Grand-Am GT Rolex Sports Car Series. It doesn't have anything. It's just the Daytona Rolex watch. That I could take that watch that they got. I could get that exact same model, the exact same, you know, face and all that. It's not like it's a custom made just for that race. And as far as I know, it's not. But if it is, someone can correct me. But, you know, it's like, here you have these elites in Hollywood that are like, most of them are billionaires, and here's $100,000. But they lecture us on, like, stuff. It's just sad. That's what we live in. But that's just how this world works. You have gods and clocks, people. You're going to need someone to pump your gas and someone that can do stuff, menial stuff. That's what people don't realize. Not everyone's going to be millionaires and billionaires. But that's just how this world is. Everyone expects that I'm going to college so I can have a degree. Yeah, so I can sit in a cush office. No, we need to get back to okay. Hey, guess what? You're going to be a real journeyman electrician. Or a pipe fitter. But that's just what we live in. Nope. We live in a fantasy land like Chicago where 17 are shot and 13 probably are very hurt. Three of the 17 are fatally killed. And that goes on every weekend. It might be 20, might be 25, might be 15, might be 13. But you get four or five that are killed every weekend in Chicago and no one cares. Remember, folks, this has been going on for way too long. The people need to stand up. It's the people that need to take back their neighborhoods, not the other way around. The people need to stand up. Because you know the government ain't doing anything. Lord Lightfoot don't care. Oh, I got a white girlfriend, but I'm not going to take any interviews from white reporters. I lived in, ma'am, I'm Jewish, so I'm not white, so, yeah, you will take my questions. Yes, in my DNA, I do have a Jewish in me, it's supposedly Hasidic Jew, so, yeah. Get a white guy that's from, like, South Africa, like Durban, South Africa. Go there and interview her. I'm not being interviewed by a white person. Oh, ma'am, I'm an African-American. I'm from Durban, South Africa, so yes. And now I'm an American citizen, so yes. You know, there's this notion in this world that, only someone who's black is African-American when you can come from Africa and be any color on the spectrum chart. Yeah. But you got 17 shot and 3 fatally killed this weekend. Don't go crying to Lori Lightfoot. She ain't gonna do anything about it. And a lot of those South Chicago neighborhoods, there ain't no white Tea Party conservative Republicans within a 60-mile radius. It's not their problem. They're not the ones that are... See, the problem you have in this country is what they would do with the tobacco industry. Oh, they'll smuggle in illegal tobacco and they'll push it. Hey, you want to stop this illegal tobacco trade? Let us come in here. You can regulate the product and the tobacco and regulate the product, and guess what? Then you can tax it, and ding, ding, ding. And guess what? Okay, we'll do that. And now the tobacco industry is in a country that really wasn't there before. Oh, we're going to get people hooked on drugs. Yeah. And then when you have a drug problem, don't worry. You can hire police to try to stop it, and it's just going to bring down the community. It's a never-ending cycle. It's like when they couldn't keep Mexicans and stuff from coming across the border. Oh, yeah, they're bringing this plant over. Yeah. Let's ban it, and it will stop. No, it didn't stop anything. Oh, but that's what they tried to do. So that's what they tried to actually do, if you know your history. Yeah, it was to stop, because it was associated with Africans and Mexicans. Eliminate that, eliminate them. So, if my caller would like to chime in, he can feel free to.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good, good.
Yeah, I saw that Lori Lightfoot stuff in your description. I just had to chime in. I'm from Illinois. Lived in Chicago for several years. Man, that's a crazy way to be. as a politician running a city. You come out on St. Paddy's Day, the most Irish day all over the world, in a Scottish kilt, looking like a gremlin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what were you talking about?
About the Lori Lightfoot in Chicago.
Yeah, she's, you know Rahm Emanuel? He has half a finger missing. You knew that guy was a mobster, right? Like, you knew that. He was an Italian mobster-esque mofo, right? You knew he was terrible. Everyone knew he was terrible. Lori Lightfoot came in, and she was like, I'm black, I look like Beetlejuice, and I lick vaginas. And that's what got her elected. She's a lesbian black gremlin.
Yep.
And now, do you know what happened during the riots up there in Chicago? Are you
not
from
really.
Chicago?
No, I'm like 2 hours away from it, but no, I don't.
Okay. In Chicago, they had all these undesirables is the nice word that I'm going to say. They were ransacking all these businesses and ransacking all these neighborhoods. And Lori Lightfoot was sitting there saying, hey, defund the police. The police are the most racist, most terrible things ever. You know, the police are the worst people on the planet. They're basically Hitler. And then the rioters started making their way to her neighborhood. So she hired off-duty police officers as security guards to block off her street so that nobody could come on her street and ransack her house. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that one, yeah. Now that you mention it.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
she's a
like,
terrible person.
Yeah, like she's married. She's basically with a white woman, and she was telling people that I won't do any interviews with white reporters. That don't make sense.
Oh no, it's not. Well, I mean, if you're talking about white, I mean, Anderson Cooper is white as shit. And now hold on, Don Lemon isn't he married to a white guy? I'm just saying, no, it's all the same thing. These people are terrible people all the time. Lori Lightfoot does not practice what she preaches. She doesn't care about people that she claims to care about.
Oh, I know.
She craps on people. That's all it is. That's all it is. She thinks she's special. And she is she was literally locking down an entire city. And she was caught getting her hair done at some kind of boutique, and they had like some kind of person come into her house, and she's like, yeah, but I'm a public figure, I have to look good. You will never look good, Lori Lightfoot. You look like Beetlejuice incarnate. I don't know what you think you're gonna do. I don't know how much money you're willing to spend of the taxpayers' money. You're not gonna look good because you're an evil person.
Yep.
Wholeheartedly.
Oh, I know. And that's what gets me when the double standards, when all these, like, I have tons of family in Michigan, and when Governor Whitmer was caught going out and doing all this stuff, she was telling her the people of Michigan, you can't do, when her husband was caught taking a boat and putting it on the water, when she said you couldn't be out on the water, and it's like, wait a minute here, if you can do all this stuff, why can't we? Double standards. You don't care about us, because if you truly cared about us, then you wouldn't be doing the same things you're telling us not to do.
Yeah, and you know what? That actually draws attention to... it wasn't Michael Malice. It was someone else. He said that they flipped the standards where the reality of the situation is that the people we elect to represent us are supposed to be servants of the people, but... at some point, I don't know when, the people that got elected and they got their power, they started acting like the people that elected them served them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was between like 2004 and 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they started acting out. And I don't know. I don't know if you remember history. This never went well.
Oh, I know.
I'm not saying build a guillotine or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a silly game we're playing right now.
It is. And that's the thing that scares me. I'm like, if you know your history, or if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it. And it's amazing. Like, I worked with a girl one time, and I'm like, if it wasn't for me, I wanted to work in New York. And I'm like, okay, we'll sleep on your mom's floor, you know, we'll get like a rollout mattress kind of thing. We'll sleep on the floor. We'll both pitch in. We'll help pay for her apartment. You know, we'll do this. Oh, you don't want to move to New York? I said, yeah, I do. It'd be for like 3 years or whatever. And if I would have done that, I would have been killed on 9/11 because my buddy was working basically in a restaurant near Ground Zero and was killed. And it's like, and this girl goes, oh, I only know about 9/11 from a history book. And I'm like, I wonder what they teach about it. I wonder what some of the things that have happened in recent years are talked about in the history book and how true they are and what, you know, what they really, because these kids don't know anything.
Well, where were you on 9/11? Everybody remembers.
I was actually, I woke up at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and I remember turning on the TV, and I saw a plane go into one of the buildings. I'm like, this is freaking awesome. This has to be like Die Hard Part 5. The first one had a tall building. The second one had an airport. And I'm like, did they combine the two and finally make like a fourth or fifth one or something? And when I turned it off, I went back because I was having, I'm a chef and I was getting ready to do a ton of caterings. And my mom called on the phone, on the house phone. We had a landline. I had a landline. So at that time, she goes, you better get and turn on the TV right now. A plane just went into the Twin Towers, and I don't think it was an accident. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I hung up, and we went to the restaurant where I worked, where we did catering, and we sat at the bar and just watched the whole thing unfold.
Yeah. Oh, so you were right there in the city?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, My city houses the world's first supercomputer, and I was a young buck, so they told us to leave school, and I stepped out, and NORAD scrambled the F-16s. So I stepped out waiting for a ride home, and I saw, like, 7 F-16s flying in formation. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
We're at war now, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one hell of an experience.
Yep.
But these kids, my problem is these kids these days don't understand that shit.
They don't.
They don't understand the actual horror of watching a jet, a fighter jet fly over you. Like, I don't know. They can't even name any other. They don't even know how many continents or oceans there are. They can't point any country outside of America, or maybe even America, out on a map. Oh, man, we are living in a very stupid world. I'm just trying to reconcile this. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, there was a guy, I forget who the guy's name is, but he was on YouTube, and he went, and he was in California, and he goes, why are we celebrating Memorial Day? And he goes, well, man, it's to memorialize all those surfers that have died, you know? I mean, because, you know, like the surfers in California, you know, they're just like legends, and we memorialize them every Memorial Day. And he went around to like 6 people, 7 people, 8 people. You shouldn't have one person that would say that.
And nobody punched him?
No one got it. No one, no. It's like, I would have smacked him and said, you seriously don't know what Memorial Day is? You don't know what?
We have the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We literally have a field of people that we don't know their names. There are blind markers after the Civil War. Yeah.
Yep.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Silly games we keep playing, brother.
Yep, it is. What's really bad is, I mean, this isn't even political, but they'll have, like, a guy walk around, and he went to, like, 20 people. I've got a 10-ounce bar of silver or a candy bar. Which do you want? I'll take the candy bar. I'll take the candy bar.
You're talking about Mark Dice? You're talking
about
Mark Dice. He was standing in front of a pawn shop down in San Diego. And he says, mm-hmm. I have an ounce of silver, and I have a candy bar. Which one do you want to take? And everybody took the candy bar.
Yeah, and then he did one with a gold Canadian maple leaf. He goes, what would I do with a Canadian coin? I don't want no gold. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What do they teach these
kids? I love Martin
Dice.
No, that's... You got to understand. First of all, he was down in San Diego. They do not breed them very smart there. And I'm not saying they're going to breed anybody smart in the entirety of the West Coast. But, that was actually hilarious because he was like, yeah, if you just, he's like, I have an ounce of silver here or a candy bar. The candy bar is worth like $1.50. The ounce of silver was worth like $150, like $200. And he's like, yeah, we can authenticate it in that pawn shop right there. And they're like, no, I'm just going to take the candy bar.
Yeah.
These kids don't understand anything, man.
No.
They'll learn. I mean, eventually they'll learn. But
yeah.
That was like 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like 4.5 years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mark Dice, he's been pretty solid on all of his stuff. Are you a fan of John Stossel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That guy is the god king of making people uncomfortable with his reporting.
Oh, I know. And that's
it's scary, though.
Yeah, but it's scary how I don't get it. These kids, I mean, they don't teach anything. That's the problem. And these kids don't learn, and that's why when they get asked questions, they have no clue.
Well, what do you mean it's scary?
Because they don't know anything. I mean, like if they can't answer basic questions, I mean that's the problem. For like 3 years, I had people tell me that I only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell me, and I don't think for myself, and I don't question or use analytics or try to do cognitive thinking and reasonable thinking. But as soon as this vaccine came out, they're like, just shut up and get it. Don't question. Don't think. Just shut up and get it. And I'm like, well, no, I don't. It hasn't been out. I don't know.
I think the Germans had a phrase for that. I think it was Sieg Heil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, no. No, I understand your fears there. Stupid people in masks, like George Carlin talked about this, never underestimate stupid people in large numbers.
Yeah.
Because literally that was Nazi Germany and
yep.
Stalinist Russia and Mao Zedong's communist China and actually China today.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid people in large numbers. And that actually is scary, man. I didn't think about that, and now you just made me a terrified person. I appreciate you bringing me into that fold.
Because my next-door neighbor that I grew up with, he was one of two people that escaped. He was on a boat and was one of two people that survived Cuba. And his one buddy got 7 years in prison because he had pieces of paper that said, Cuba C, Castro no. And he got 7 years because he couldn't swallow them fast enough because they were swallowing the pieces of paper so they wouldn't get in trouble. And it's like, he taught me a lot about, you're going to have a government tell you anything they want you to hear to get in. And then once they get in, they're going to do whatever they want to. Don't trust people. Question. Think. And he always.
Absolutely. Yes. I know that very well. I've met people from that defected from North Korea. I'm in a university city in central Illinois, and I met North Koreans, and they were like, it took us 5 years to learn that you can shake somebody's hand and actually tell them how you're feeling. And I was like, man, I was just asking if you're having a nice day, but they don't even have a word for love over there. So, yeah, no, it's astonishing to me that there are people in America that hate America that have never been anywhere else on the planet. They cannot name 10 countries on any given continent. But yet,
yep,
they're so happy to crap on the place that they're from. It's because
mm-hmm.
they're comfortable. It's easy to crap when you're comfortable. You know,
yep.
Even when my dog takes a crap, he looks at me to make sure I'm watching his back because something could attack him, you know. But, you know,
yeah.
It's easy to
exactly.
crap when you're Yeah. Now, this is astonishing to me. Now, I've been to South America like 5 times. I've been to Africa 2 times. I've been to Europe, I don't even know how many times, like 20. And
mm-hmm.
I always come back to America, and I'm happy when I get back here because I don't say things in other countries. It's hard for
yeah.
me to say things in other countries because it's very easier for me to be critical of the way that they live. And then I come back here, and I'm just like, man, I just want to go buy a pack of seeds and put something in the dirt and grow some food and be left alone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's amazing. It's amazing. The people that are the most critical have the least experience. Let me just say that right now.
Yep. I remember when I went to, like, the second time I was in Italy, I was with a group of people, and these people didn't realize that you had to pay to keep – there are a lot of toilets where you have to pay, like, 50 cents to use it. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. I ain't paying – and they went nuts. I'm like, well, this is not America. Well, wake up. Not everything is like America.
Yeah.
You think you have it so bad in America. Maybe, and it changed their whole thinking.
I mean, you could also find a nice tree to squat next to. I mean, that's between you and Jesus. I mean,
yeah.
yeah. But they don't, yeah, nobody appreciates anything in America these days. And that's very sad to me because I don't know. I don't know how many scars I have on my body for stuff I've done overseas. But, dear Lord, coming back to America, nah, nothing sweeter. There's nothing sweeter than knowing that I can walk up the street right now and get some ridiculous, fatty, ridiculous sandwich from McDonald's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, just think
about
it.
Every time I come back here.
Yeah, when 9/11 happened, I remember my boss went to a pawn shop and he ended up getting a 48-star flag for like under $100, and they probably could have gotten a crap load of money for it. You couldn't find flags anywhere. They were, yeah, we're working around the clock 24/7, 365 to try to make sure that we can make sure that everyone has an American flag when 9/11 happened. Now people don't even want them. It's like they want to burn them, and it's like, What the hell? I don't get it.
No, nah, man, it's all about humility. That's all
yeah.
it is. It's humility. Yeah. They painted this pretty well in a doctrine. I don't know if you read this thing. It's called the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that you start losing humility, the moment that you start denying reality, that's when you lose everything that hold your entire society together. And we're doing that right now. This is the fall of yet another empire. The Greeks did it. The Romans did it. We're just following suit, I guess. I mean, everything has to crash, I guess. I mean, I did not vote for this, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's what we're doing right now. Yeah, everything's, yeah. Well, we keep doing it, though. That's... You know what's the most annoying thing to me is that we have history books. We've seen this happen before. The Athenians did it. The Romans did it. Going into their invasion and takeover of Britannia, the Britons. Yeah, it happened there too. And we're experiencing it right now. And all
exactly.
we have to do is choose not to be terrible, and we keep choosing to be terrible. I don't know what we're supposed to do now.
Yeah. It's like a blueprint for history, and we keep going down the wrong road instead of saying, hey, this empire, all this stuff failed. Why are we still trying to do it?
It's like, hey, here's the mineshaft. This is where everybody decided to dive headfirst into the mineshaft. And they're like, oh, look, a mineshaft. Let's dive headfirst into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is a silly game we're playing. There is no win with this kind of behavior. And we keep doing it, though, so, you know.
Yep.
At what point do you get your iris on and you just start to learn to laugh at everything? Because... Ireland will still be there at the end of all of this.
Yeah.
At the end of Britain, at the end of America, at the end of all the stuff, Ireland will still be there. They'll just still be over there being ridiculous people. And, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, how do you wake people up that are just asleep, basically, that are just, they don't care, they don't know. Oh, like, well, if you know your history, it's never ended well.
Well, I do have an answer to that. You can't wake people up that don't want to be woken up, and the only time they want to be woken up is if something breaks. So if they're experiencing some kind of matrix scenario where everything's perfect and then it suddenly becomes unperfect, that's when you can talk to them. Yeah, other than that, no. You can't save people. They have to choose to be saved, and that's when you can help them.
That's why I've kind of felt like you have to almost wait like they're in... Wait till they hit rock bottom and realize, okay, yeah, I am being screwed. He was right. Now I can not. Now I'll stand up and do something.
Don't ever expect people to do anything. Their recognition of the problem, yeah, that's the best you can actually hope for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't expect people to do anything about it.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's the game we're playing.
Oh, yeah.
Patience, dude.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for calling in, man.
Yes, sir.
Good.
I appreciate your time.
No problem, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
That guy that always
calling? Someone else. But it was great, though. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and I guess I kind of... I've said this before in the program. I had a buddy I used to work with. He was the last one there, first one gone, didn't do anything and blamed everything on the color of his skin. And he's at Walmart, not buying anything, just moping around, just chilling, hanging out. And he's got a mask on and he's like, yeah, they're trying to get us to go back to work at Bob Evans, but man, it's not safe. It's not safe. We can't go. It's not safe. But then I'm like, what are you doing here at Walmart? You're not buying anything. You're like a mall rat. You don't work. You don't shop. You're just here. And that's, you know, and that's, it's like, because he was getting more in unemployment than he would be working. So he just wanted to stay unemployed. And that's like, and someone like that's never going to change. They just want everything given to them. You know, as a Christian, you got to sacrifice. You know, you have to, that's the thing. I think everyone thinks that, oh, because there's a lot of places that paint this rosy picture that, oh, well, see, when you donate $20 to us, you'll get $40 back. Well, it's not always the case. There's times where I just feel led to buy someone's meal or do this or do something. It doesn't mean I'm going to get, I don't have to get something back. But that's what it is. You know, and so many people, you know, these kids today aren't taught anything. They don't know anything. And they're just kind of like out in left field. And they don't know anything. And okay, okay, anyone that tries to silence you and tries to shut you up has never been on the right side of history. Show me a civilization where the people that tried to stand up against Adolf Hitler shut them down and censored them and did that. Well, what happened to them? Did that end well for Nazi Germany? No. Everything is that's going on right now. We're on the right side of history. We're trying to stand up and we're trying to do stuff. And it's just that. I mean, and when are kids gonna wake up and, I mean, it's going to take them having to, is it going to take us ending up like Venezuela for something to happen, for people to go, whoa, they were right. Not really, because I don't think even that, because, and I referenced this, and it's the, we can't get back to normal. I got my, remember all those people that took their, took like selfies with their vaccination cards? Oh yeah, I've got COVID vaccine now, so I can't get it. We can't go back to normal until everyone's vaccinated, because once you get vaccinated, you can't get the vaccine. None of those idiots, and I call them that, are, wait a minute here, why do we need a booster? No one's questioning why we need a booster if the vaccine was supposed to work, and that's what you were told. They didn't say, well, the initial data states that the vaccine will protect you against COVID and you can't get it. That's the initial. We don't know how long-term that is or if it's going to be permanent. No, they said that once you get the vaccine, it's going to stop COVID, and, you know, and once everyone's vaccinated, COVID's going to end. That's basically what they said, that once you get the vaccine, COVID is done. You can't get it. So why aren't people questioning why we need a booster shot? They should be. I didn't get the vaccines, and I'm questioning why do we need a booster shot. The vaccine was supposed to end COVID. Not, well, kind of. It's not, you know, well, it's going to make you less sick. Because instantly those same people that told me just shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal were like, yeah, but, dude, people are still getting COVID to get the vaccine. Yeah, but they're less sick. What do you mean they're less sick? You were just going AWOL on my Facebook page and on my conversation page because I don't get the vaccine, and everyone dying and everyone spreading the virus is because I'm not vaccinated. And now you're like, oh, well, you can still spread and get it. It's just you'll be less sick. They're changing. They're flipping their stance. Because they don't know. I mean, if, and that's what scares me. The people that were telling me that just get the vaccine so we can get back to normal, they're not questioning anything. They're not like, well, wait a minute here. And I've even tried to get to the, okay, wait a minute here. The vaccine was supposed to end COVID. Now it just makes you less sick. They didn't say that it might make you, it might, may not, no, they said it would, if everyone's vaccinated, we'll get back to normal. And now it's not. Now, you should be questioning that. They're not. When you bring that up, okay, so I thought the vaccine was supposed to end it. Now you're telling me that the vaccine, now the vaccine that's supposed to end it all is just making you less sick and you're not questioning it. I'm not even getting the vaccine and I'm questioning stuff. I always question stuff. Kind of like Shoney's, that restaurant. I look at the history. Yeah, it was a great place. And then the dinner went to crap and everything went to crap. And then all I had was their amazing brunch bar thing. They had like a buffet, like a brunch buffet kind of thing. And then that went to crap and then they went under. Well, if you know your history, well, what went wrong? What did Shoney's do wrong? What did this place do wrong? You're not gonna look at them in the history aspect and say, okay, this is, no. You're gonna say, okay, I wanna look at what has Wendy's done. They're successful. I wanna model my restaurant after Wendy's. What did they? Let me look at their history and what they've done. What did Dave Thomas do? Okay, well, what would Dave Thomas do? Well, that's what he did, and we're going to do that, you know. Know your history, and you'll know moving forward or backwards what way to go. Okay, well, if this hasn't worked for any other civilization, why should we do it? Got about under 9 minutes left, and I want to get into some Premier League news while I remember. Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. My caller was amazing. It's just nice to have someone that gets it, that understands, that knows, you know, it's scary because there's, you know, it's, I have a scary feeling that Manchester United, yes, they're going to spend 10 times more and they're going to get Pochettino. Because, I mean, there's talk about Luis Enrique talks, and he's not in talks with Manchester United. No, that's been confirmed by Fabrizio Romano. But, you know, it's like, I want Eric Ten Hag. Sorry, they can take Pochettino if they want to. I will not back him. He's not my manager. I will not support him. I'm a Manchester United fan. They might get in a player I don't like, you know, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to like the team. I support Manchester United. I don't support the board. I don't support these owners. And I have a feeling, and if they really want to save money, because there's been talk about Harry Kane and Pochettino. Yeah. They didn't do anything. That period. Doesn't matter where they played. It could have been at, you know, it was at Tottenham, but they didn't do anything. Sorry. But I'd take Enrique at United, but he's not going to come. Listen, Enrique, I'd take him. I'd take Ten Hag in a heartbeat. I would have taken Conte. I want someone that's going to stand up to this fucking board and not be someone that's just going to be like thrown under the bus and just accept it. No, I want someone that's going to stand up. But that's what we're at, folks. This board don't care. They're gonna screw us. I have a fee. I mean, I don't want, if they get Ten Hag, I'll be like, wow, they actually did something right. I mean, as much as I want, you know, and there's, I mean, and like Wayne Rooney's come out recently, oh, I'd love to have the Manchester United job and this and that and that. And I'm like, I hope we get like an Eric Ten Hag, and I hope we get someone that's successful and goes for 10 years and we get a manager in there and someone that's going to turn this club around. I mean, there was someone on the United Stand today that was called in that like did a super chat, and he's like, you know, would you get Pochettino if that meant the Glazers were going to leave? The Glazers aren't going anywhere, and I don't like hypotheticals. I'm like, I would answer that. If it meant getting the Glazers out, well, if you could get the Glazers out and the new owners get rid of Pochettino immediately, okay, then maybe. But I don't know. It's just, I just don't understand this. I mean, Bastian Schweinsteiger was a day late, dog was short. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you know. It all started, in my opinion, when you had some great players that were going to, Gareth Bale was supposedly, they were getting ready to go get him, and he instantly, and I think they had a couple others that were going to come to United, and, oh yeah, that's right, Alex Ferguson was the manager. Oh, David Moyes, ooh, no thanks. And I think some of the players knew, okay, David Moyes, yeah. Okay, yep. There's a hole in that boat, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why I think Gareth Bale just said, nope, because supposedly they were going to go pick him up on the chopper and do all this stuff, and it was like, bam, instantaneously. He's like, they got word he's going to Real Madrid. I'm like, and I applaud Gareth Bale for that one. I mean, he saw it coming. I mean, until you get owners that are going to listen and get people up. And there's talk like, okay, well, because, I mean, Fabrizio Romano believes that Ralf Rangnick will be up somewhere up in the, he'll be doing, like, he's, Because I think if you listen to Eric Ten Hag, who I think we want as fans like 80%, I think Rafinha would say you need to get him. And I just feel like why they're not jumping on that, because I honestly think give it a week. I mean, if by this Friday Manchester United haven't jumped on Ten Hag, he's going to look somewhere else. He wants to know where he's going. And they'll probably spend way more money on Pochettino, and they'll try to get Harry Kane. Well, I want to get Harry. I mean, we didn't do anything at Tottenham, but we didn't win anything, but what the heck. You know, Mourinho's boat had sailed. I mean, because even when he went to Tottenham, Mourinho was like, oh, yeah. Everyone looks at Mourinho's glory days and not what he's done recently. Nothing. You know? And there's times where the fans are wrong, but I don't know. We've been a day late and dollar short in a lot of players. Like I've said before, it's like, pimp my ride. Here's tons of money spent on the car to make it look nice. Oh, yeah, that's right. The engine doesn't run. Yeah, you spent $50 million fixing up the car, but did you spend the $500 to get the engine running? Ooh, no. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got diamonds. You got red, blue, and regular diamonds. And you're going to do a red, white, and blue paint job with $50 million in diamonds. Well, did you fix up the car so it runs? Oh, you didn't do that $300 thing to get the car running? Well, look at the paint job. Well, who cares? I don't care what you did to the car. I don't care if it has the most expensive leather seats, whatever. If it ain't going to run, what's the point of the car? You can spend all you want to on United. Okay, why did you spend $80 million on this player when you could have gotten these three players for the same price? And if that one guy doesn't, okay, you got three. If this guy doesn't work out, you got these two. You know? Yeah, Schweinsteiger was a decent player, but he would have 4 years. I mean, we should have got Ronaldo before he went to Juventus. There's just so many mistakes. You know, they jumped on, it's just sad. They jumped on just on Ronaldo so fast, but what? You know? Oh, he's going to make him millions of dollars in t-shirt sales. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do, and thank you so much. And remember, folks, don't forget this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Then no matter where you live, just stand up for what you believe in. You know, you have God-given rights and freedoms. Use them and demand them. Until this coming Wednesday, good night, everyone. God bless. And goodbye.